So last week we learned Igeres Zion. At the end of Igeres Zion, he brings that although Klal Yisrael is equal in their need to perform all the mitzvahs, but based upon a person's place, the generation they're born, the Gilgal that they're in, everybody has a unique role to play. So there is a gewald of talk about this concept of how we know what our unique mitzvah might be. So I wanted to begin, because here in the notes of the Peleoyetz, Shlomi Lombron did a phenomenal job of being malakit many of the sources about this idea. So the piece of Peleoyetz we're going to learn is Parshas Vayikra on Shabbos HaGadol. And our Shin Lamed Zayin. Let me just turn off the thing here. Okay.
Q&A mode is on. Participants may now unmute themselves.
We'll go back and forth here.
Presentation mode is on. Only organizers can be heard.
There you go, Moshe. Got it, left hand column.
Keep the tiny's open also.
You don't need the tiny. There you go, Moshe. We dabba shabbat ever tov. Me oil ma'ed la'ima odem ki yakir mikem karm la'shem and abeim and abokim and atzoyin takrivas kabanchim. La'avin kefal o'loshin v'yikra remotala. This is from the Zayd remotala on the stipe. He says, what's the language? First it says v'yikra, then it says v'yidabra. Okay? V'yavshalem ha'derach ha'vayda. As he begins most of his pieces, we need to understand this, how this speaks to us about our modern day avodah, because most of us are not slaughtering either bakers, tzayins, or any of those kinds of cool things these days. So, how does it tell us about inyanei seder avodah asher biyomim haboim aleinu l'tova, the upcoming days, we're not that far away, guys, of Pesach. Inyan bedikas chametz, Inyan Achilas Matzah, Inyan Sfiras Ayomer, the three upcoming mitzvahs of searching for chametz, eating matzah, and the counting of the Ayomer. What's more, Umitzvahs HaBedika Hi Ba'or La'Ba'os, so that we know that the mitzvah to search for the chametz is Dafka, the night, but the Mishnah uses the language Or La'Ba'os, B'Shosh HaBnei Adam Mitzuyim B'Bateyim, Dafka at a time that people are found home. For the Bedika, the Gemara says that because it's nighttime, candles are very useful to search. Here we go. What does Bedikas Chametz tell us for our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Zohar tells us in Shir HaShirim as follows. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, in the beginning, says there, if you don't know, it seems to suggest, if you don't know yourself, you hayafa benoshim, beautiful women, go out on the heels of the sheep, says the Zohar. Chachmesa deitztarech lei lebar nash. You know, go down to the bottom now. You see the footnote Yud Gimel? Go down to footnote Yud Gimel. We'll learn it down here on the bottom, and then we'll go back up, because he doesn't bring the whole language on the top. And the whole language here is critical. Chachmasa di'itztarech lei lebarnash. The wisdom which is required for each person. Chad, one component that's critical is Leminda Leistakle Biroza Demore, to know the secrets of his creator. This is one of the sources for why people invest a great deal of effort in trying to understand the secrets of the Bria, the Rabbeinu Shalom, and so on. V'chad, the next thing we gotta know is Leminda Le Gufe. We gotta know ourselves. Uli Ishtamoida, and to get to know man Ihu, who I am, ve'ech isbri, how I was created, uman osi, and who I'm gonna be, ula anyach, and where I'm going, v'tikuna deguva heich itatakein, and how am I going to rectify this body of mine, Ve'ech yuzam in the male bedina kame malka dekul, and how I'm going to one day stand before the king of all. Sounds very, very reminiscent of a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? Shlesha dvarim, right? La'ana tahaylech, right? Same things. And he goes through, and one thing we need to know is to get to know the secrets of our souls. Mahi hai nefesh debe. What is this soul that's in with me? Where is it coming from? And why in the world would the Rebbeinu Shlomo have put it into this body that's made from a putrid droplet? Today it's here, tomorrow it's in the grave. We also have to look at the world. We got to get to know the world in which we live. But Amay Yisak, and how are we going to rectify the world? And then we got to get to know the secrets of the world above, to get to know our Creator. All of these things a person can get to know through the secrets of Torah. Tochazi, take a look. Maksiv, what does it say in the Pasuk? If you're not going to know yourself, you beautiful of women, if you come up here without the knowledge, and you didn't gaze into this wisdom until you come up here back to the world above, you don't know the secrets of this world here above, tzilach, leave. Leis ant kedai lemeil hacha b'lo yediyah. You are unworthy to come here without this knowledge. Tzilach b'ikvi atzayin. Go back to the world below. Return again.
Who's speaking here?
Zaya. Now, so let's see what this means. Says Ramatala, right before, go back to Shin Lamed Zayin, last words on the page. Ve'alzeh meireh b'chinas das. This is the concept of das, the concept of das. Shesayvel, the word das means inyan das ve'akor. It means knowledge and recognition. To know, as the Mishnah says, to recognize our space. What's our space? What's our makom? Vahainu says Ramata the Kamesha Omar, the Mindale the Gufe. That is to get to know who we are. Vahainu the Hizbainin Bukhal Prote Masav. That is to analyze the details of our life. Kashiyode Nishbinavshe. Like each person knows about himself, to analyze himself through the details of his life. Va'id. What's more, lahakiris mekoyme, it also means leminda alma de iubei vayisakin. That means to get to know the world, meaning not only to know our own selves, but to know the world around us. He explains, ukimavayir bisvarim agdoshim. As the svarim explained, shekol echod yochol leida ma shemutalol of the sakin befrat. Every one of us can get to know what our own personal rectification, what is incumbent upon us, what did we in particular come here to accomplish, what's our unique mission, so that we're not going to be sent back again. Says Ramatala Vahainu Boisidovar Hashem Izgaber Olav Achoymer, it is in that area of life that our physical, crass body keeps on gaining on us, O Milchama Kvedalov, in the area where we have the most difficult battle. Isn't that delightful, guys?
So it's an automatic summon.
Biyadua. If that's the case, you can know for sure, Asher leze ikir tikunai, that that's what we really came here for, Shemutalala lesak, and that it is incumbent upon us to fix. And along this way, the Svar Magdashim explain Apirish Madisa Bigamara. Now we understand the Gemara that the Balatanya just quoted in Igera Zayin, top of Shin Lamitas. Shesha'alo de Rabbi Yosef, Berei de Rabba. This is the Gemara that he quoted. They asked Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabba, tell me, Avicha b'maya v'zohitve, what was your father especially careful? What area of Torah life was his area that he was very, very careful about? Says Zermotala v'zeu aremez li'es makiras mekoymai, that's to recognize one's place. Alma osi b'hai alma l'sakein, what did he come to this world in particular to rectify? That's what he was asking. That area that he saw his father being especially vigilant about, that's how he knew that that was how his father saw his mission in this world. Next paragraph on Shin Lamites. This is the concept of B'dikas Chometz. Zodav Kaidei Oraner, it requires the light of a candle. Shazewa B'dika, that's to inspect. Lemindele, the Gufei, to get to know ourselves. You got to use a ner. What's the ner? The ner is to know our neshama. The Gemara learned it out from that pasuk. Adds the Gemara. That the mitzvah is dafka when we're still in our homes. That's to get to know ourselves, our bodies. That which is incumbent upon us to rectify while we're still here in this world. What is our particular area of challenge? So now go to the footnote. Let's go back to Shin Lamed Ches. On the bottom. And we'll see some Mekaris where Ramatullah drew this concept from. Here we go. And first of all, it's not a chassidish concept. That's to put everybody to rest, lest you think. What was I just saw? Oh, we'll get to it. Very geschmack. In the Geras Yud Beis, I found that the Bob Ruvzel Zayin Gzint goes ahead, this concept of Lo'ilam Hashem Dvarcha Nitzo B'Shamayim, that Hashem's word continues to create and recreate. So he quotes a letter from the Baal Tanya. The Baal Tanya wrote when they took him to prison and they accused him of creating this new religion. So he says, we're not teaching anything new. It's all found there. So he goes through and shows Mamish Rishonim, the Sepharno, and Balei Tosfos that write Mamish this exact concept. So when we get there, we'll go through it. So take a look at Eis Tezvav. K'mavaya Baruch B'Sefer Shevet Musa, Perek Aleph. Shevet Musa lived before the Chassidim. Says the Shevet Musa. We're going to learn this Shevet Musa because he goes into a whole analysis, not just about the struggles, but in particular in the areas of Torah study that one has a particular interest, that one is obligated to pursue that because that's his Sherish Neshama. And anybody who gets in the way and tries to force you to learn the area of Torah that you have no interest in learning, and makes that the primary. He says, yeah, obviously you got to learn all areas. But as far as a primary, if somebody forces you into a cookie-cutter thing and forces you to learn an area of Torah that you have no cheshik to, he is being ma'abed you mizeh o'ilam and ma'ilam abba. He's destroying you in both worlds. Says the Shevet Moser, u'kishem shebedav shecheshik yoyseh adam l'ilmait. Just like we see that when a person has a greater desire to learn something, Misham Yovin Sha'al Dovazen is Galgal Hashlem, he should understand that this draw, the fact that he's drawn to that, that means that that's why he came back to fill in that area. Kach tzorech adam sheyeda sheresh nishmosi, a person needs to know the root of his soul, the meichan nimshachem, where it's come from. Ba'ama baldesakin al-hashlim, what he's come here to rectify and to finish up. K'meshama b'zeh sheyashinim, the one we just learned, alagida lishava nafshi, u'kdei sheyavin. How does he know? Yerebeze mitzvah takif yitzra yoysa levatlo. First of all, the one area of mitzvah that he finds himself most tempted not to fulfill, Yischazik b'lekam, he should dafka go out of his way to do it. Ki bevadai al mitzvah zun is gagal, he can know for certain that that's why he came into this Gilgal, why he came into this world, specifically for that purpose. And in order so that he will not finish up his job, his Yetzer is going to do everything in the world to stop him from fulfilling that, that he'll leave the world in empty hands, because that's what the Yetzer's job is. Says the Shevet Moshe, that's why we find in the wise men of the Talmud who were whole, who were complete, in their tremendous wisdom, they knew. There's a whole Gemara there on Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, where each Tana says, tasteily, I'm going to get credit because I never walked 4 amos without tzitzis, or I never walked 4 amos without tefillin, and so on. They all, tasteily, they all says, they knew for which mitzvah they came, and therefore they were more stringent about that mitzvah, more so than other mitzvahs. Kedamin b'Shabbos, Shal Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef asked, Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rava, Avicha, what was your father most careful with? Ve'eshiva, he answered him, mitzvahs tzitzis. But Rabbi Yosef, mitzvahs acheres, some of them spoke about different mitzvahs. But the reason the Gemara goes through this wasn't to tell us about what they shmoozed about over lunch, but rather the fish they were able to tell in their great wisdom what their unique mission was to fulfill in this world.
Why is he asking about his father?
They were schmoozing about them, and maybe it could be earlier he said, I don't remember if he spoke about himself. They were curious about whether his father knew. Now, the Inyan Zem Avayah Heitu B'Sefer Oyameir. This concept is especially well explained in the Sefer Arameir, Talmud of the Great Magid. Ein Shom Resh Pashas Nosoi, Divri Amask, Mepozo Veidabe, Hashem, El Meshul Leimer. Is Akashevi Azayah Chodesh Yashir Manal. He first quotes the Zayah that we just learned, Vizel Shaina. And he writes as follows, the Arameir. Anybody who sees the Zohar that we just learned together, he's going to garner up the strength and the awakening to want to serve Hashem day and night. And he's not going to take a relax for a moment. And he's going to investigate and contemplate with the strength of his mind. He's going to go ahead and say, hey, why is it? Why would the Rebbeinu Shlomo have gone through this whole process? To take and put me into such a lowly, lousy world. It can't be for naught. To eat, and to drink. And to chase after a buck to support his wife and children. Bifadai, because for certain, afilatinik ben yema, even a child, a day old, sheyesh lemeich bekod kitke, who's got a half a brain in his head, leyemekacho, no person is going to say that we came here to eat and to drink and to make money. Is it kiven shenavsha yedas ma'oid, since a person knows very well, shenivri ba'ilim le'ez kavana, that there's got to be a purpose for which we were created. Kasher noida le'bayreim, like Hashem knows, is im kein me'aroish yachkev yidash hakazayis, doesn't it make sense that we should spend some time trying to figure out why we're here? Almaosi the Halmashvela, why we're placed in this lowly world. The yet of the Sakin Mashapagam Akhidim, so that we could rectify what we've messed up in past lives. Oi, that's one option. Oi Lahash the Mezamitzu Shalitikin Karibi Gugalakodam. Second option is to fix something that we might not have done right in the past. So sometimes it's what we've corrupted in the past, and sometimes it's just simply because we didn't do what we needed to do. Now, says the Arameir, Ukvar nos nuchach menuz al simin b'sifreyim, our sages have already given us a sign in their holy books, imreitzel das eze dover nivra l'sakim b'lemazeh. If a person really wants to investigate why Hashem put him into this world, here we go. Ha simin hu if a person finds a geschmack and he's drawn to something, to a mitzvah, clearly he came to the world to fix that inyan. And this is both in the negative and in the positive. We're going to learn this either tonight or next week. Bashara Gilgulim, the Arizal wrote a book called The Gate of Gilgul, Agdoma Tazayin. We're going to see Vesefra Gilgulim, Perigdal, the Binyani HaMitzvahs. We're going to see this both about mitzvahs and Velimud Torah Sa'odim, about the study of Torah. In Yim Gam Kim, the same concept applies. El Mashanav Shechveitza, the area where his soul yearns and desires, Lilmud Velasis, to study and to do. Sham Makem Chiyusai, that's where his place of life is. Ulich Kivunze Nivrem, because of that reason he was created. Lisakin Olavshe Navshe Mashle Tikin Karoy Mekoydim, to rectify what he didn't do earlier. And now he quotes the Gemara that we're going to, that the Baltani just quoted. We find that the Tanoim prided themselves. We find in the Gemara, Rabbi Nachman says, Taisali, I'm going to get credit. The Kayom is Shalashudas B'Shabbos, because I ate three meals on Shabbos. And today, any teenager would say, seriously? Right? What's he saying? He's saying that I found that I was drawn to that, so I did it with a geschmack and with zmiris and with good food, because he realized that that's what he was here to do. And it may have been that when it came to Shalosh Shudas, he had no appetite. And he dafka ate because he understood that that's where his challenge was, right? Vavar of Yehuda.
Not that he wanted to, he didn't want to.
Right. It could be either way. And sometimes both. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Taisili de Kayamis Iun Tvila. Rav Yehuda says, he fulfilled the concept of Iun, of davening well. Amar Avon Abrei de Bishu, Taisili de Sigin and Dal Damas Begidah Reish. I never walked 4 cubits with my head revealed. That's not even a mitzvah. That's a concept. That's a good thing. Rav Sheshes says, I'm going to get credit because I fulfilled tefillin. What do you think these other Tanoim and Amiroim didn't put on tefillin? Obviously he put on tefillin. What he's saying is he went out of his way. He saw that he was drawn to this mitzvah. So he made sure that his tefillin were mohudamai. Then he made sure that he was never distracted while he was wearing his tefillin. And so on and so forth. Rav Nachman Taisili de Kayamas Mitzvah Tzitzis. I fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Here we go. Avucha b'maya b'zoy tve. Tell me something. Your father, Rava, what was his specialty? Amalei b'tzitzis. He had a special thing for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Ulochayra, says the Arameir, Sichosan shel tamid hachachamim tzarech limud. These guys weren't just schmoozing. We got to understand, what were they talking about? And what's more, and we don't find that Torah scholars pride themselves and brag about their mitzvahs. Wise men are modest about their relationship with God. And what's more, up to the top, Yoshin Lamites, the top line of the bottom of the page. To the degree that a person can conceal their actions from people, nice and simcha b'libay, the happier they are. And yet, and yet these fellows were revealed the things that they were most zohir in. What's that all about? He says, Pash Pshat is impossible. It's Mina Nimna. Can't be. What's more, did they not have other good deeds that they could have reported? Right? You think they didn't have mothers that you know, were bragged about their kids? You know, my son? You think the only good deed they had was three meals on Shabbos and tzitzis and tefillin and so on? What's going on here? So they got our mayor. By the way, the Arameir is one of the four Svarim that Ramatullah writes in the back, in the letters to Reb Leibler, that he should learn. Maranaim, Arameir, Bermaim Chaim, and Sefer Atanya. Amnam Dover Goldel Ramzu Bezeh. They are telling us a tremendous lesson here. V'chol Yisroel Yishmu V'yiro Lasis K'maseyim, and all the Klal Yisroel should listen and see to emulate them. Lidroish V'lachkoir, to inspect and to research. B'shiva Chakirois V'shiva Bedikois, with seven forms of inspection. Amayos Elahalma, why did I come to this world? Ladas to know about my Yechus Sadik Darke, Ladachas Bokoy Mechayev, what's my mission in my life? Ve'elu Atanoim, Shisparu B'maseim, these Tanoim, who seem to have been bragging about their actions, Loyal Akal Kula Yotzalom, it's not about their general attitude towards Yiddishkeit. Kiyam Al Aprat, it's about the specifics. Ki Roiv Tzidkosu V'chazik HaKarosim Omdalem, their righteousness and their clarity of mind stood by them, Lodas Sayyid Gilgulam, to know the secret of why they came to this world, Kidivri Zoya Khadashanis Kalel, Vikad Lamindal Astakola Brazan Dinishmos, and to know the secret of the souls. My he I nafshadbe, what is this soul that he has? Uman Asya, where is it coming from? Umay Asya, why did it come by Gufatipasrucha and this lousy body? Ulabasa Brazan Iloin. Because they were wise men, they took the time out to inspect and to investigate, and they were able to pierce through the secret of their incarnation to know the main tikkun that their souls needed, and therefore they spent far more time in those particular mitzvahs, b'day l'sakin, in order to rectify, and because it came to them from a lot of hard work to figure out what their mitzvah was, they made sure to proceed to make that the most important things. Hagam shebivadai paluv, also for sure they did and carried out. They kept all 613 mitzvahs. But true joy they derived from these mitzvahs that they knew was why they were here. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Nachmer, the Arameir says there, weiter, that if a person doesn't do this, they could be a shomer Torah mitzvahs. And they could come up to the world to come to the Rebbe Shlomo and says, that's very nice, but it's not what I sent you for. Return again. All right, let's see here the actual language of the Arizal. We still have another 10 minutes. We can see this language of the Arizal.
Why would they say? I don't know. Wouldn't it be something to say that they were miskaber in a certain lav more than they were?
Well, that's interesting. The Arameir specifically focuses on the positive, right? We'll see others that address the negatives. I totally agree with you, and I find personally, again, it depends on the person. There's also another way. There's the areas where a person sees that they have no cheshek to do the mitzvah. See, even within the positive, there could be a challenge of a person who says that I have no interest in doing it. That could also be a raya that that's where they're supposed to be putting their cheshek.
How do you know if you're getting anywhere?
I don't know that you need to.
Just gotta keep pushing.
Right. It just means that that's still your mission. If a person maybe is misgaber totally and completely, and they no longer are drawn to the mitzvah, they no longer have a cheshek in a given area, maybe they're finished that work. Maybe it's time to move on. I think that that there are many of us who are blessed with numerous things, numerous challenges. You know, I've been a total mess. You know, so therefore the Rebbeinu Shlomo blesses some of us with many things to work on. Take a look at this. Shar HaGilgulim. It's a letter, Tez Zion. Tez Zion is referring to what he said up on top about this Gemara. Okay. So he says here, look at the middle of the line here. Umikoyram Besefer Gilgulim Perek Dalid. Shar HaGilgulim Hagdoma Tez Zion. Vizel Hashem B'Shar HaGilgulim Shom. Vinoida, it's known. There are different roots, different sources to all the different souls that are in the world. Each one, as the Baltani just told us, is from one of the limbs of Adam Arishon. And each root of those is split off into infinite numbers of sparks. Says the Arizal, each spark, if he's a new soul, he has to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. Because all of the limbs are inclusive of everything. But somebody who's not a new neshama, Elan is galgal v'chazav elam azeh, but he's a reincarnation, he's come back to this world. Ain't tzorich shiash lemate, he doesn't have to fulfill right now. Rak oisem ha-mitzvahs ha-chaseres mimenu sholekaima b'gilgal erishin shekodem. The main emphasis that he needs to fulfill, he says here, the only thing he needs to do now is to finish off the mitzvahs that he didn't do in a previous life. Says the Arizal, u'bezeh yizbar lach masha metzino b'talmud. This explains what we find in the Gemara. Ki chocha plon ya yizar b'mitzvahs pratis yoyse mishar mitzvahs. That a certain wise man was far more careful, more so than other mitzvahs, and somebody else was more careful in a different mitzvah. Like we find one amira asked another, what was your father more careful with? He says, but on the simple reading, this seems to be a direct contradiction to the Mishnah that says, the mitzvah says you should be as careful with a simple mitzvah as you are with a more stringent mitzvah. So how do they come off saying one mitzvah is more important than another? That's what the Arizal asks. Answers the Arizal. The secret is, Kikol Chacham Chacham Hayezor Ba'isa Mitzvah Shaisa Chaseira Mimeno B'Gilgal HaKoidim. That each of these Chachamim were careful in that mitzvah that they were lacking in the previous Gilgal Aikula, whether it was they were completely negligent in it, Aiprat Miprater, or maybe they just missed a detail. Sometimes we find that certain sages chose a certain character trait to focus on. Somebody else focused on a different character trait. In what merit did you live long? One says that I never stood firm in my, you know, it has to be my way. Because each one chose a character trait according to their Gilgul. So that's what Ramatullah says up on top here, that that's Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz is to search for what we were lacking in a prior life. How are we going to know it? La'or aner. By seeing what we're drawn to in the light of our present neshama. What are we most drawn to?
What's the mashal or?
He says that the ner Hashem nishmas adam. Or a ner. Ner is the neshama of a person. To see what the ner is drawing us to. Alright, so Mitz Hashem, we'll see if I can find some more of the sources. He brings here the Chesed Lavram and the Toldos. We'll see how they apply this concept. I love the way the Zohar says that that's the concept of makiras mekoymai, to recognize the makim is to recognize the body that we're occupying and what its role is in this whole thing. All right, I'm gonna hit the thing there, the record button. If you don't mind, red button there.